Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy and ascension in order for us to remember, integrate, awaken, embody our soul essence, the infinite light of creation that we are. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist, and I am your guide on this episode where we're going to talk all about the energetics of this Leo full moon. This is the companion episode to the sound activation that I released on Friday, and my apologies that I did not release this in conjunction with that on Friday, but I was at the Conscious Life Expo all weekend and things were absolutely bonkers, and I was going to record this episode on Monday, but I just didn't feel grounded enough. I didn't feel like it would be of service for me to have recorded that on Monday, so I'm recording this on Wednesday on the full moon, and I practice what I preach. I tell you guys, please be clear, make sure you're constantly aligned, realigning yourself before you undertake a major transmission, and this is me doing exactly what I tell you guys to do, because it is very, very important for us to be clear vessels, clear channels for the light and the healing that we channel through our physical bodies. So, this full moon, very, very powerful. The energies have been intense even through the weekend. So there is a lot to unpack with this moon. And it is happening at 24 degrees of Leo. And 24 is the number 6 in numerology. It is the number of Mother Mary. It is the number of the Shekhinah. It is the number of cosmic harmony, cosmic beauty. It is a number that is associated with, how shall we say this? It is a number that is associated very strongly with spiritual practice. So it is very opportune, and it's associated with the heart as well. So it is a very opportune moment that it is happening in the sign of Leo, because Leo rules the heart. Leo is all about expansion, and there go my notifications, which I turn off, but they come back on, unfortunately. But Leo is the sun. Leo is all about the heart. Leo is a very, very creative sign. Leo loves being the center of attention, and it's not so much because Leo loves to shine, which they do, but it is more to be of service. Leos do enjoy the limelight, and they are wonderful leaders and wonderful teachers and wonderful confident beings that really show us how we can express ourselves and express the light of our soul authentically from a heart-centered space and share ourselves and our light with the world. It is a very beautiful energy, even if they can be a little intense. A Leo does not shy away from protecting that they love. A Leo does not shy away from showing you if they are not pleased with your behavior. And I think that this is something that us in the spiritual community should take note of, because I think a lot of times we allow things to slide so we can keep the peace and so we can be in love and light. However, being in love and light doesn't mean that we turn a blind eye to what is going on. It doesn't mean that we allow ourselves to be doormats. It doesn't mean that we disassociate ourselves from the real deal of what is going on. Okay? So this moon is quite interesting because we have the sun in a conjunction with Mercury in the sign of Aquarius, the collective, the humanitarian, the rebel, the one who marches to the beat of their own drum. So we have our external self and our mind amplifying the energies of wanting to be of service and wanting to create a better humanity. And then we have the moon in Leo. The moon representing our soul incarnated in our physical vessel. The moon representing our emotions, our inner world, the realms of the unseen. The realms that rule what we manifest, because it is the energetics of our emotions that imprint on our energy field, that attract and magnetize what is coming towards us. So it is very, very important to purify and alchemize and clear the waters of our creation. And it is interesting because Aquarius means the Garden of Eden. Aquarius represents the Garden of Eden. Let me rephrase that. So in the Gnostic, in the biblical, ancient biblical teachings that Yeshua and Mary Magdalene followed, Aquarius was the water, represented the waters of Eden, the waters of the Garden of Eden that flowed. So we have the water bearer. So we have the awakening and the reception of these waters of creation. So what does water do? Water purifies, cleanses, nourishes, but water is also the strongest element, because water can cut through the toughest, hardest, densest rock, which means that water, us aligning to the infinite waters, the cosmic waters of creation, really give us the opportunity to align with these waters and to allow them to flow and to purify all of those places within us that need to be purified. Full moons are a time of illumination. They're a time of aha moments. They're a time of revelation. They're a time of heightened energy and heightened power. So we have the ability to transform and transmute. Why? Because the Sun and Mercury are forming a square with Uranus, as is the moon, which is quite interesting. So we have an opposition between the Sun and Mercury with the moon, but these two elements also are in a square with Uranus. Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius. The ancient ruler of Aquarius is Saturn, which is the bait, which is the taskmaster, time. It is the one that keeps us focused and aligned to what needs to be happening in order for us to be living our soul mission, embodying it. And Uranus is representing our kundalini energy, our sexual energy, our ability to create consciously. Squares are a contentious and challenging aspect. So they represent clashing agendas or internal struggles, and they really represent an imbalance. They show us, that's what it is. They show us an imbalance. And where there is an imbalance, it is an opportunity for us to grow. It is an opportunity for us to expand. So some questions to ask ourselves is, how are we utilizing our immense ability to be, to co-create, to consciously co-create our experience? How are we utilizing our emotional and psychic energy? How are we utilizing our mental energy? How are we utilizing... That's so interesting when that happens, and I kind of hear the feedback. Sometimes happens. How are we utilizing our power, our sense of self, our being? What are we doing? What are we creating? What are we aligning with? We are in the age of frequency, the age of the age of the Holy Spirit, which is the age of energy, the age of knowing ourselves as as we're growing and developing, one of the things, especially since there's a conjunction between the Sun and Mercury, and it's in a square with Uranus, one of the things we must revolutionize is our ability to see and perceive clearly, our ability to hone our mental clarity, our discernment. I was speaking to quite a few people over the weekend, and what we kept coming back to was the importance of knowing the difference between something that is genuine and something that is a murky, not necessarily aligned with the light and the truth. And spiritual people are very, very trusting by nature. So it is often the case that we don't see the red flags. We want to believe that everyone has our best interest at heart. But that's not always the case. And I'm not saying go out there and put up walls. I'm saying pay attention. Pay attention to how someone moves in the world. Are they reliable? Do they do the things that they say they are doing? Does their alignment ring true or false? And it takes discernment. It absolutely takes discernment. Because someone is in the spotlight doesn't mean that they have all of the facts and that they are aligned with the light, that they are aligned with soul, with source. Some people are simply in it to deceive, to obfuscate. Some people are in it because it's a lucrative opportunity. We see that every single day in what's supposed to be the public service arena, where there are senators, there are representatives, that for the highest bidder, that's who they work for. They work for not their constituents that voted for them. They work for the vested interests that have funded their campaigns. And we can see how this is problematic in the world, and all the kettle of the plethora of problems that this has created in our society. So, discernment, 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 wisdom. There is a difference between someone that is very intellectual, very knowledgeable, they know what they're talking about. However, there is no embodiment. If someone isn't aligned with their heart, it doesn't matter how much knowledge they have. They have no wisdom. Just take a look at the historical, just one historical representation that I can give you, that of the making of the atomic bomb. These scientists were very, very knowledgeable. However, they did not think through what they were creating when they created the atomic bomb. They created a weapon of mass destruction, one that created so much loss, so much pain, so much suffering when it was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So they had a lot of knowledge, but they didn't have the wisdom to implement that knowledge in a way that was beneficial to all of humanity, to the earth, to the cosmos. So it's that intersection. It's, yes, we do need to go deep and actually understand the fundamentals of what we are talking about, really go deep into the teachings of whatever mysticism or whatever practice, whatever it is that calls to you. Don't stick to the surface. Go deep. Go within and actually seek out the wisdom that is in the unseen, because that is where the wisdom lies. The wisdom is not in the seen, the wisdom is in the unseen. And when we embody that wisdom, that is when we allow our light and our soul and the divine essence to really blow and pour into us. And from that perspective, we can open our hearts and we can share more of this light, because we are not just meant to be the vessel, we are meant to share the light. So we are the vessels and we are the light. So very, very beautiful happenings. I think this is a very powerful time for us to truly evolve and truly choose. choose what we are aligning with. Truly, actively, consciously, every moment, make it a decision. What frequency are you embodying? What are you wishing to hold? What are you wishing to manifest and birth? Because everything is energy. We are seeing it more and more that the scientists are proving all of the woo-woo stuff that we have believed for aeons and the mystics have spoken about for thousands of years. It's now being proven scientifically. But again, wisdom different than knowledge. Knowledge for the sake of knowledge will lead to destruction and chaos. But knowledge that is embodied, wisdom that is revealed, allows us to align and open even more infinitely into our true essence, into the embodiment of our soul. We have Pluto in Aquarius, and that is the planet of death, resurrection, rebirth, transformation, deep, powerful, profound healing, alchemy. And Pluto is in Aquarius, and it is trining Uranus and Jupiter. So we have the ability for tremendous expansion, tremendous awakening, achieving a new level of our evolutionary spiritual awakening as a humanity, as a collective humanity, but also individually. So we really are incredibly lucky to be alive at this time, to be alive at a point where we, a point in our history where we are experiencing mass expansion, mass awakening. So align with your soul, align with your heart, allow your heart to lead you. It is not the mind that is supposed to be your compass. It is your heart. It is your internal soul light when we are in divine union, because the heart ultimately is a great unifier. When we unify all polarities within, we transcend duality and we're able to view life and view all experiences not from a space of judgment or guilt or shame or blame or all of these lower frequencies, anger, but we are able to truly understand that there are no accidents. The divine does not make mistakes. That means that we, ourselves, there are no mistakes. Everything that we have lived, every experience, we have done our best, and it has been done and created perfectly to the best of our ability with the knowledge and information and tools we had just at our disposition at that time. And there's nothing wrong with that. So many of us go back and start nitpicking, or I could have done that better. No. Everything happened exactly as it needed for you to be at this point in time in your life and for you to take that next step. It is all about this present moment and all of the gifts, all of the lifetimes, all of the traumas and all of the karmas that we are transmuting and alchemizing. All of that is the beautiful composition that is your life, is the beautiful artwork that is you, and it is unique and it is perfect. This doesn't mean that we rest on our laurels. This doesn't mean that we don't continue to strive and to evolve. This means we honor and we value where we have been, and still in this moment we stand in our power and we actively choose. We actively choose what we wish to consciously birth into this physical realm through our thoughts, through our words, through our actions. Everything comes together. This moon is really a time for us to allow ourselves to receive the wisdom. In the ancient biblical Gnostic astrology, trust and faith are essential, because we must know that the divine trusts in us. The divine mother, father, Allah, has deep faith in us. How do I know this? Because each of you woke up breathing this morning. I woke up breathing this morning. And that means that the holy ruha, the holy breath, the divine gave us back our breath. The divine gave us the opportunity to live another day, because the divine wants us to continue on our path. If the divine didn't have faith in us, we wouldn't be allowed to continue living in this world. And the divine absolutely loves us and supports us, and we have a beautiful team in spirit that is there, and my third eye just started buzzing some more, that is there for us. All we need to do is choose our frequency, choose our alignment, work on our purification, work on clearing ourselves of the veils. There are so many veils and programs. Sometimes we're aware of them, sometimes we're not. When we are triggered, oftentimes that is showing us a program that is still in the back recesses of our operating system, of our psyche, a program that needs to be cleared. If it is something that brings you pain and discomfort, it is telling you, hey, look over here, this needs to be cleared, this needs to be resolved, we need to evolve beyond this. Life goes in cycles, in spirals, in waves. There is no such thing as linear. We can think that we want things now, 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 now. However, in this now moment, you might not be ready for what you are asking for. So every moment we are preparing ourselves and aligning ourselves so we can contain the blessings that we are calling in. There are so many times in my life that I wish that I had a beloved, that I was like, how come he hasn't shown up yet? How come he hasn't shown up with? How come I'm dealing with this, you know, fuck boy, you know, why did I do this to myself? So many times I went through situations like that until I realized I was not at the frequency of the kind of love that I was calling in. And this is what we all have to be self-aware enough to acknowledge. There are points in time when we aren't ready. We are not ready for the responsibility of whatever it is that we're calling in. In this case, I'm speaking about a relationship and I'm speaking about love, but it could be a job. You might not have the necessary skills. It could be an inordinate amount of money and resources. You might not be very conscientious in the way that you employ your current resources. So again, we are not ready. And if you aren't ready, that is not a value judgment. It is simply like, okay, how do I get myself ready? How do I get myself in alignment with what it is that I'm calling in? Okay, well, I need to make sure that I'm not just spending money because, you know, it's in my bank account. Or I have to make sure that the love that I want to be offered by a beloved, I'm giving that love to myself. I am treating myself kindly. I am nourishing myself. I am doing everything I can to banish the negative self-talk, all of those detrimental little thoughts that are actually not even ours. They're simply, you know, fragments and projections that we picked up from our family or from our grandparents or from our lineage or from whatever. You know, most of that isn't even ours. So self-awareness, working on our discernment, working on our alignment, working on the frequency we wish to hold, and preparing ourselves. We must be emptied. We must create the space for our manifestations to come in, which means we have to prepare ourselves, which means if shit's gotta go, it's gotta go. You can't just be holding on and hoarding all kinds of stuff that you don't need and aren't even in vibrational alignment to the life that you are calling in or that you wish to live. It's like, really, like the universe is like, okay, I want to gift her this, but there's no room. She has a closet full of junk, suitcases and suitcases of stuff that she hasn't let go of. See what I mean? We need to make room. We need to clear the space. We need, and this is the purification aspect. vessel be the pure open vessel that brings in the blessings of the divine. Because the divine is constantly wishing to give us what it is that we are in vibrational alignment to. So if you wish to call in love, love the heck out of yourself. Like stop all the negative bullshit. You are beautiful and perfect and lovely exactly as you are, even when you're acting nuts. Because there's a reason for all of it. So you must love those bits of you that is a little freaking crazy as much as you love those parts of you that are so generous and so loving and so caring and nurturing and so giving. You must love those bits as much as you love the sometimes you're a little nuts bits, because it's all a part of you. It all serves to make the beautiful tapestry that is you. And you need to be you. Authenticity. I keep coming back to authenticity this past weekend. It was the only thing on my mind. Authenticity is the ability to just be who you are in this moment. You're not trying to impress anyone. You're not trying to look fancy for social media. You just are. You are fully embodied. You are allowing the infinite flow of divine source, God, goddess, Allah, Shekhinah, your soul, to just flow through you, to just be embodied. And there is nothing more beautiful and more magnetic than when we are fully ourselves, fully authentic. We're not putting on airs, we're not putting on a show. I used to feel that when I was in a relationship, I had to be a certain way. It wasn't until I took away that mask that I was able to truly align with a love that allowed me to just be, because I was allowing myself to just be. So everything comes for you when you create the space and the container to receive in beautiful harmony and alignment. Everything switches when you fine-tune your inner world. It is all within. Everything begins within. I can't stress that enough. Everything begins in your heart, doing the inner work. And it's not just, well, I have to do hours of meditation. No, it's about the consistency and the sincerity within which you do your 5, 10, 15 minutes, morning, evening, whatever it is. It's about the consistency with which you show up for yourself, and you show up for your clients, you show up for your job, whether it's the job of your dreams or not. If you show up in integrity and in alignment, always seeking to do your best and to give 120% in that present moment, you will receive the benefits of that effort. Because no one, you know, we don't like it when people do shit half-assed. So why do we half-ass our own lives? Why do we half-ass things and then we think that we deserve everything that we want? We haven't shown that we are responsible enough with what we already have. We haven't shown that we are grateful enough with what we already have. So again, it all begins with the heart, with the inward journey, with actually walking the walk, walking the talk. So it's not just about saying you're doing something, it's about doing it. And not because people are watching, but because you know that the only way for us to attract and align with our infinite essence and embody that is to actually be creating the space and the container to hold that light. It is there for you. Every single blessing, every desire that is in your heart, it is there. It's already there in the ethers. We just have to clear the way. So in that tree of life that you contain within your being, we have to clear whatever pathways. If there's debris, the energy is not going to flow. If there is muddy, you know, stagnant energy, the energy is not going to flow. this is Leo. Leo wants to share their beauty, their grace, their love, their expansion. This is what we are here to do. So on this Leo full moon, I encourage you, align with your soul, align with your mission, align with your purpose, align with your wisdom, clear the pathways, allow yourself to employ and develop and hone, fine-tune your discernment. If you wish to align with something, notice where you are not necessarily showing up in integrity and make the course corrections that are needed. And as many times as you need to, because there is no judgment, each one of us is at a different point in time. And there is no one that is better than the other. It is simply a matter of this is where I'm at. Honor yourself for actually being here and being ready to do the next step. That is a huge, huge, huge win. Honor yourself. Don't think about the past. Don't think about the future. Think about what am I doing in this moment? And is this action bringing me closer to what I wish to birth into this world? Or is it taking me further away from my light? What Yeshua and Mary Magdalene called sin, Satana, was anything that distorted, disturbed, took us away from the embodiment of our light. So, are you choosing to be in closer alignment? Or are you choosing to allow the distortions to become, in a lot of ways, permanent? Because the longer we live and don't correct, the more that we become used to the way things are, and then it becomes harder to change. Not impossible, just a little more, takes a little more effort. So I encourage you to go within, to allow the moon to illuminate those parts within you and show you where you need to course correct, where you need to fine tune, and where you need to shine. Just shine and show up with your heart open, allowing yourself to connect to one another, to yourself, to your soul, to the divine. Have a blessed, blessed full moon. I do hope you enjoy this. If you did, like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next episodes. Have a blessed full moon. May the light of the moon illuminate your soul and allow you to expand in truth, in authenticity, in integrity, and in love. Ahava.